The forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Bright sunshine this afternoon with a high of 46. Winds out of the north, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Clear skies again tonight, 25. Sunny skies tomorrow, daytime highs approaching 55. Get up-to-the-minute weather updates from the Weatherology Weather Center. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KNDY for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Currently, it's 45.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Trey Stahl. On November 30th, a property owner south of Independence, Kansas, reported to sheriff's officials they were watching on camera as two subjects were actively removing items from their property. When deputies responded to the location, they observed the two suspects loading scrap metal into the bed of a truck. Deputies contacted the two men and took them into custody. These subjects were identified as 52-year-old Anthony Rogers and 51-year-old Jose Barraza Harris, both of Independence, Kansas. Shots fired near Emporia over the weekend led to the arrest of one man after it was found he had been under the influence at the time. The incident happened around 11:20 p.m. Saturday as law enforcement officials with the Lyon County Sheriff's Office were called to the 2100 block of Kansas Highway 99 with reports of a disturbance. Joseph M. Davis, 31, had allegedly fired a gun several times inside the home. He was also found to be under the influence at the time. Kansas Mid-America Network News.
It starts with you. You reach out to KIGG News because you need someone who is on your side. Someone who knows how it feels to be unheard. Someone who won't back down from asking the difficult questions.
Well, I'm an investigative reporter, and
the smell was disgusting.
Well, the entire state...
As one lead produces another, the path of truth starts to develop. Your questions get answered. Your problems get solved. You get the justice you deserve. KIGG News, always on your side.
Citizen soldiers of the Kansas Army National Guard answer the call whenever their communities need them. We live here, we work here, we serve here. Our doctors treat the sick, our technology specialists keep lines of communication running. We safeguard our country, our state, our communities, and we have a place for you. Your part-time service can make all the difference in the world and at home. Learn more at nationalguard.com/Kansas.
Sponsored by the Kansas Army National Guard and aired in cooperation with the Kansas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Monday around 12:35, emergency crews were called to the area of mile marker 211.6 on eastbound I-70 in Leavenworth County. When first responders arrived, they said they found a 2023 Kia Forte driven by Caleb Shuki, 22, of Tonganoxie, had been headed east on the turnpike. Meanwhile, a construction trailer hauled by Douglas Pershing, 54, of Meriden, had been in the left lane, setting up a temporary construction zone. Shuki's vehicle rear-ended the construction trailer. Shuki sustained suspected minor injuries. Pershing escaped the crash without injury. The Kansas Highway Patrol reported a 2006 Buick LeSabre driven by Arliss Hatcher, 67, of Phillipsburg, was eastbound on U.S. 36, 1 mile east of the U.S. 183 junction. The driver attempted to turn left into a private drive and was struck by a westbound 2017 Volkswagen Beetle driven by Stacy Rempe, 60, of Smith Center. The drivers were not wearing seatbelts, according to the KHP. Kansas Mid-American Network News.
Tires aren't all the same, and neither are tire dealers. Find a dealer like Mike's OK Tire, who carries Michelin and BF Goodrich tires. Michelin offers safe, fuel-efficient, long-lasting tires that provide exceptional performance and extraordinary value. BF Goodrich tires are built for drivers looking for high performance and aggressive styling. Next time you need tires, don't deal with amateurs. See the tire experts. See Mike's OK Tire in downtown Marysville for tires, repair, alignment, and service.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, I'm Trace Tall. A driver was injured Monday morning when she slid on ice right into a train in southwest Lincoln. Lincoln Fire and Rescue were called to 5th and D Streets around 9:30 in the morning. The driver of a Volkswagen Beetle tried to stop when she saw the train, but slid on ice and crashed into the edge of the caboose. Warning lights and crossing arms were not activated at the intersection. The man accused of trying to escape custody from a hospital in Omaha took a plea deal in court on Friday. Cameron Craddock pleaded no contest. And had to be tased twice before he was taken back into custody. Craddock was sentenced to 1 year probation and had his driver's license revoked for 2 years. Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
Ho, ho, ho. Toppers Plus Truck and RV has gift ideas for the truck owner on your Christmas list. Toppers Plus is Wichita's exclusive Lear dealer for truck caps and tonneaus. Plus, we're your authorized Rhino linings dealer, the leader in sprayed-on truck bed liners. Ride to Grandma's house in style this season with new floor mats by WeatherTech. You'll find stocking stuffers and gift certificates for the truck enthusiasts on your list at 333 Northwest Street in Wichita or ToppersPlusKS.com.
Make the job work for you.
The agriculture industry changes constantly. From commodity prices to trade deals, droughts and fuel prices, it's hard to keep your farm protected and prepared. That's where we come in. Join us every day right here on the Mid-America Ag Network as we cover your daily commodity prices with hourly market reports, news from the farm to bills in Washington, D.C., plus hear the latest across the Mid-America region that may affect your operation. From planting to harvesting and everything in between, it's the Mid-America Ag Network. We're here for you.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioner's meeting last week was routine business. Washington County Commissioners considered a request as to on-call time when volunteers are called out for ambulance and fire. After discussion, it was decided policy will be pay the first 2 hours. After that, required to take paid time off. Purchase of a new motor grader was approved at last week's meeting. Nemaha County Emergency Preparedness Director presented commissioners with a draft resolution that would allow declaration of burn bans during red flag warnings. A public meeting on the matter is planned Wednesday, January 10th at 7 p.m. at the Nemaha County Courthouse. Gage County Planning and Zoning will hold a hearing December 14th for a special use permit for a cell tower. 22 residents were on hand at Blue Springs recently for an informational meeting regarding transportation grants for Gage County. Those community meetings continue. Pawnee City School Board last week at a special meeting voted 5-1 to continue football at the six-man level for the next two-season cycle, which will not allow postseason play due to enrollment numbers at the school. A motion to switch to eight-man next season by J.S. Vichek was defeated, and he was the lone dissenting vote on the motion to remain six-man. Kansas Department of Agriculture is awaiting confirmation on a presumptive positive case of avian influenza in a backyard flock in Pottawatomie County. If confirmed, it would be the first case in Kansas this fall. A resurgence nationwide has forced owners of poultry flocks to be particularly vigilant in protecting their birds. Analysis of this outbreak has shown the spread has been primarily from wild migratory waterfowl, which makes free-range backyard flocks at high risk because of the potential of exposure to wild birds. If you see symptoms, immediately contact your veterinarian or the Kansas Department of Agriculture's Division of Animal Health Office. An injury accident in Marysville November 24th involved a vehicle driven by Mary Klein of Marysville who collided with Deborah Paget of Marysville on Broadway at 14th Street. Paget was transported to CMH in Marysville. Elmer Runnebaum, manager of Seneca-based Kansas Rural Water Association, was recently presented the Water Legacy Award at the Governor's Water Conference in Manhattan, recognizing his many years of service to more than 700 municipal and rural systems in the state. Dolly J. Hunziker, age 94, formerly of Pawnee City, passed away December 1st. Services Wednesday, 11 a.m. at Quarry Mortuary in Pawnee City. Interment in the Pawnee City Cemetery. Quarry Mortuary in charge of arrangements for Dolly Hunziker. James Jim A. Rhodes, age 90, of Humboldt, passed away Saturday. Memorial service Friday, 11 a.m. at Quarry Mortuary of Pawnee City. Private family interment, Pawnee City Cemetery. Visitation Thursday, 9 until 8. Family will greet friends Thursday from 6 until 8 at the Quarry Mortuary of Pawnee City in charge of arrangements for Jim Rhodes.
Ho, ho, ho! All the beautiful sounds of the holiday season. The season of friends and family who gather to eat, drink,
and share the Wi-Fi.
That's right. Enjoy uninterrupted connectivity with Blue Valley Technologies worry-free Wi-Fi. Get 2 months free worry-free Wi-Fi and free installation from Blue Valley Technologies.
Find out more details at bluevalley.net/promo.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Sunshine today with our highs in the mid-40s and lower 50s. Northwest winds between 5 and 15 and gusting as high as 25. Clear skies overnight tonight with our lows in the upper 20s and lower 30s. Sunny and warmer into Wednesday with our highs in the mid-50s and lower 60s. South winds between 10 and 15 and gusting as high as 25. Mostly clear skies into Wednesday night with our lows in the lower 30s and lower 40s. Much warmer on Thursday, sunshine with our highs in the mid to upper 60s. Southwest winds still between 10 and 15 and gusting as high as 25. Then mostly clear into Thursday night with our lows in the mid to upper 30s. Sunshine throughout Friday with our highs in the lower to upper 50s before a slight chance for some rain showers into Friday night. Partly cloudy with our lows in the upper 20s and lower 30s. North winds around 15 and gusting as high as 30. A slight chance for some rain and snow showers into Saturday, otherwise sunny with our highs in the lower to mid-40s. Partly cloudy into Saturday night with our lows in the mid to upper 20s. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature early December, 46. Record high on this date, 72. The average low, 25, and the record low, 3 degrees. Sunrise this morning, 7:31. Sunset this evening at 5:05.
One thing we've learned from the jolly elf at the North Pole is this. Making a list can help you accomplish great things. It's all about list making today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Tuesday, December 5th. It is the 339th day of the year, and Walt Disney was born on this day. Most high achievers will tell you that a written to-do list is the only way to organize a successful day. If you've never had luck with them, here's a few things you may be doing wrong. Make your list the night before. Save your morning energy for jumping right into those tasks. Give each item a priority and be prepared to skip lower priority tasks to accomplish more important ones. And once you've mastered the daily to-do list, make a list of long-term goals, say 5 or 10 years. Post them where you can't avoid seeing them, and you'll find yourself steering toward them in your everyday decisions. That is your Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more and get the advice of the day at almanac.com.
Mid-American Network Sports, I'm Trace Tall. Two more Kansas State football players have announced their decisions to enter the transfer portal as of Monday. Defensive end Nate Matlack announced he'd be entering the portal via Twitter. He was a regular starter in 2023, and the redshirt junior totaled 12 tackles and 4 sacks. He spent 4 seasons in Manhattan, redshirting one. Joining Matlack in the upcoming transfer announcements on Monday was running back Anthony Frias II. The redshirt sophomore spent 2 seasons with the Wildcats, totaling 42 yards on 13 carries. 12 players have now announced their intentions to transfer out of the program. The Kansas Jayhawks are nearly at the top of the new AP poll. KU men's basketball is number 2 in the new rankings, climbing up 3 spots from number 5 the week prior. Arizona leads the poll at 7-0. The Jayhawks beat then-undefeated UConn 69-65 on Friday for their first top 5 win of the season. KU hosts Kansas City and Missouri before the next poll comes out. Mid-American Network Sports.
The Fox Kansas ICT Local Spotlight is shining a light on the amazing local businesses in Wichita to remind you to shop locally and support businesses like Little Buster's Sports Bar and Grill in Derby, Easy Credit Auto Sales, Biker's Edge Power Sports, Empire Tacos of Mulvane, Whiskey Nick's Bar and Grill, and Wynn Insurance. Wichita really does have it all. So keep your dollars close to home, and let's continue to grow together by supporting these ICT local businesses.
Professional excavators and homeowners, safety always comes first, and safe digging is no accident. So before you begin your next digging project, remember to call Kansas 811 to have your underground utility lines marked for free. Know what's below. Call 811 before you dig. So play it safe. Put down the shovel, pick up the phone, and call 811 first. This message is brought to you by Kansas 811, reminding you that no matter if your digging project is big or small, don't make a judgment call. Always call 811 before you dig.
The University of Kansas soccer team has found its new leader. Director of Athletics Travis Goff announced on Monday the hiring of Nate Lee, who is described as an exceptional recruiter and an experienced postseason contender. Lee is the fourth head coach in program history. He signed a five-year contract, which runs through the 2028 season. Lee is coming from Xavier University, where he was the head coach for 7 years. He posted an 82-37-19 overall record with the Musketeers and led them to four consecutive NCAA tournament berths. As Kansas City readies itself for the World Cup in 2026, another major soccer tournament is coming to town. CONMEBOL announced the 14 stadiums who will host the Copa America 2024 in the summer of 2024. Kansas City area accounted for two of those sites, GEHA Field at Arrowhead Stadium and Children's Mercy Park. Other stadiums include Allegiant Stadium in Las Vegas, AT&T Stadium in Arlington, Texas, and Hard Rock Stadium in Miami, Florida, among others. Mid-America Network Sports.
Tuesday night high school basketball, Marysville hosting Valley Heights. We'll have it live on KDY FM 95.5. Frankfort meets Manhattan Chief at Waubonsie. Washington County tips off at Pike Valley. Diller O'Dell at Thayer Central. And Southern hosting Johnson County Central. Sports in Kansas naming their coaches of the year. Eight-man Division II Eric Detweiler led the Axtell Eagles to a third straight state title and a 39-game winning streak. Class 2A, Michael Glotzik, head coach at Nemo Hall Central and a Centralia graduate, takes them to back-to-back state titles and a 26-game winning streak.
Nothing says holidays like a poinsettia. Make this year's celebration brighter than ever with Poinsettia Poinsettias. You'll enjoy vibrant colors from the whitest white to beautiful shades of pink and red. Poinsettia's compact size and abundant flowers put on quite a display in any holiday decor. Brighten tabletops and mantles with poinsettias or use them as a centerpiece and create instant ambience. Purchase Poinsettia Poinsettias at your favorite garden center, big box store, and other plant retailer. The Easy Care Asparagus Fern is a great houseplant for both beginning and experienced gardeners. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. The ferny foliage and common name are a bit misleading. It's not a true fern, but rather a member of the lily family, along with edible asparagus, lily, amaryllis, and hosta. Showcase its long, upright, and trailing branches in a hanging basket or container set upon a pedestal. What we call leaves are actually short, modified stems that not only look, but function like leaves. The barely visible true leaves and stiff, sharp spines grow at the base of these. Asparagus ferns are drought tolerant, but do prefer consistent moisture spring through fall and slightly drier conditions in the winter. The leaves will turn yellow and drop off the stems when plants receive insufficient light or water. Remove dry stems to improve the plant's appearance and adjust the growing conditions. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips. Hi, I'm gardening expert Melinda Myers. Want to increase your gardening skills and grow beautiful and productive gardens? The Great Courses, How to Grow Anything DVD series can help. As host of the series, I show you how to design, plant, and maintain gorgeous gardens. So join me in becoming the best gardener you can be. The Four Great Courses, How to Grow Anything DVD sets cover such topics as container gardening, landscape design, food gardening, and more. Visit MelindaMyers.com for more details.
Imagine serving hundreds of people out of a small store in very rural Illinois. That's the setting that takes place many a summer day and to slightly smaller crowds year-round. They come to a place called Moonshine for some food at a cafe setting that's hard to replicate. We'll take you there on this edition of The American Countryside.
I'm Ty Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report. Join me each weekend as we explore the news and issues that matter the most to agriculture. We know this past year has been challenging in many ways, but as agriculture continues to adapt, We are right there with you. From markets to weather, each weekend we take a deep dive into what matters most. Join me each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Why do some small towns thrive while others decline? What influences young people to live and work in some communities but not in others? How can local citizens work together to make a positive difference in their community? Andrew McCrae's latest book is here, The Total Town Makeover. Get your copy today at AmericanCountryside.com. Just click on Books at the top of the page. You'll find all of Andrew's books there, books like American Countryside, The Man Who Was President for a Day, and God's Perfect View. They're based on Andrew's radio broadcast and are perfect for you and make great gifts. Log on today at AmericanCountryside.com.
The Moonshine Store was established in 1912. The crossroads here and that one building is all there is of that town of Moonshine. But this place can attract lots of people, especially on a Saturday.
We've been over 800, but it usually averages between 600 and 800.
Jackie Tuttle and her sister-in-law, Lisa Tuttle, today operate the Moonshine Store, taking over for their mother-in-law in 2016. And yes, they can serve well into the hundreds of hamburgers here in a day. They've been serving Moon Burgers for decades. It's just good ground beef served on a bun on a paper plate. But the magic of coming to a little store and sitting under a picnic table underneath the trees outside is one that has attracted locals and people from far away.
When we're busy in the summer, you don't see too many locals. They'll stay away.
The wintertime, we'll have all the locals.
Yes, then they come back because they can have that.
Because they know.
Reporter Bill Geist came to the store in 2003 and did a story about the place. That story made this place a destination. Sometimes the line will stretch out the door and down the road several hundred feet. They open at 6 a.m. There's really no seating inside, and the menu is simple. Most get the half-pound Moon Burger. They shut the grill down at 12:30. They keep the prices as low as possible to help families, but also make a living for themselves.
That's nice, to bring the little ones in. That comes back to the prices. You have to keep it at a price that a family can come.
And many do come to a rural crossroads to eat a good hamburger off a paper plate under the trees in the middle of farm country, just like others have done for decades. Traveling the countryside in Moonshine, Illinois, I'm Andrew McCray.
Is for the birds, but they appreciate it. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Make your own suet cakes and watch them flock to your yard this winter for a filling meal as you're living the country life.
Living the country life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Control the toughest weeds with overlapping residuals. Lock in the longest-lasting control for your soybean fields. A pre-emergence application of an Authority brand herbicide plus a post-application of Anthem Max herbicide establishes the overlapping residual control, key to safeguarding your soybean seasons. This pairing is a heavy-duty, economical strategy against Palmer amaranth, water hemp, kochia, and more. Visit your FMC retailer or lockin.ag.fmc.com today. Always read and follow all label directions.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
Your feathered friends this winter by making homemade suet cakes for them. It provides a high energy source of fat and protein during increased energy needs in colder weather. Pure suet is the fatty tissue around a cow's kidneys. You could also use pork lard, lamb fat, or even Crisco. Dave Shiley is an extension educator at the University of Illinois. He says if you choose lard or Crisco, it's ready to go. If you use beef suet, the fat has to be rendered or melted down first.
You melt that down under very low temperatures in a double boiler so that you're not going to scorch it, you're not going to burn it. You're going to let that cool a little bit and strain out the impurities through some cheesecloth. Let that cool down and then reheat it again and strain it a second time. And that's going to increase the shelf life.
Make your songbird buffet with ingredients of your choice. However, don't add sunflower seeds in the shell. Birds have more trouble opening them when their beaks are greasy.
A typical standard recipe is to use a pound of, let's look at beef fat, that combined with 1 cup of cornmeal, 1 cup of peanut butter, and then some type of bird seed, depending on what you want to feed. That might be sunflower hearts or cracked corn.
Mold them in a container that's easy to get the cakes out of. You can shape it just like the store-bought suet cakes or offer it in crumbs on a platform feeder. If you want to be more creative, pour it into ice cube trays and serve it in little squares. Find more tips and recipes for making suet cakes at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
It's possible we've been doing grassland burning all wrong. Stick around for Farm to Fork. With its increased efficiency and lower fuel costs, ag producers know that propane is better for their bottom line. And now direct payouts can impact your bottom line with the Propane Farm Incentive Program. Participate and you could receive payouts like up to $5,000 for propane irrigation engines and prime power generators and up to $2,000 for propane building heat systems. Apply today at propane.com/farmincentive. Spring is just around the corner, and there's still time to upgrade to the latest technology from Ag Leader. From SureForce Downforce Control and SureSpeed High Accuracy Planting Systems to RightSpot Individual Nozzle Control for your sprayer, Ag Leader has you covered. Upgrade now and reap the benefits this season. Contact your local Ag Leader dealer or visit agleader.com. According to Oklahoma State University fire ecology specialist John Weir, it's time to think outside the box when it comes to grassland burning.
A lot of times we get rooted into thinking that we can only burn at one season of the year. And if you've done any amount of burning at all, you'll realize there's very few days to burn if you limit yourself to a certain season.
When I was a kid growing up on the farm, we always just burned in the spring. Weir says that's not always the case now.
Texas, Oklahoma, Kansas, and Nebraska, we're seeing that almost 20% of the burns that are being reported on data that I get from people that burn, landowners and stuff, about 20% of their burns have now merged into becoming growing season burns.
And says Weir, you may need to consider how often you burn grasslands.
The key to fire, too, is frequency, is how often you're going to burn. It's not a one-time deal. You know, you can't just think I'm going to burn one time and cure everything, because it's not.
I can imagine people who aren't farmers or ranchers hearing this and wondering why you have to burn grasslands at all, says Weir.
If you rank sunlight, rainfall as the two most important things needed for plant growth, fire's number three.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.
Speaking with Sydney Feldman here on KNDY Radio. She is with the Nebraska Ag Expo happening December 5th, 6th, and 7th. Sydney, remind everyone where this is held again.
Yeah, the expo is located at the Lancaster Event Center, and the name will change to the Sand Hills Global Event Center. It's on the very northeast side of Lincoln. And you can get tickets at NebraskaAgExpo.com and save $5 by doing so.
It is, of course, the second largest ag expo held in the nation. So what kind of exhibitor lineup are we expecting coming up here December 5th, 6th, and 7th?
All of the majors, of course. So John Deere, Case, AGCO, Kubota, and New Holland. Gus Kloss Equipment, which is a local manufacturer. And then we've got all the specialty manufacturers like Landall Equipment, Unberfirth, just everyone that you can think of is probably at our show. Nearly 700 exhibitors, and that's a lot of companies when you think about it. So lots of bulk spaces, and then there'll be 10 by 10s and anything in between.
If it has been a while since someone has been at the Expo, Cindy, or they have never been before, what should they expect and why should they go?
Well, I think it's one of the best shows out there, and I've been to a lot of farm shows as the marketing director. It's the second largest in the country for indoor farm shows, so you'll see everything here. But also, Nebraska is just a great place to hold the show. The regional exhibitors and even the exhibitors from far away are just some of the best business people to work with. And it's a great time of year to buy, to get your tax savings before year end for the farmers and ranchers. So that's another good reason.
Get tickets or more information to the Nebraska Ag Expo December 5th, 6th, and 7th by visiting NebraskaAgExpo.com.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, the energy industry with oil and natural gas across the state of Kansas may not look like it's much or you see or hear much about it, but it continues to thrive, being one of the top three biggest industries in the entire state of Kansas. As we sat down with Warren Martin with Kansas Strong, talking about how business continues to work and as we continue to produce oil and not listen to some of the government regulations or media hype about the issue.
Business doesn't answer to the government here. They have to work through regulations with the government, but they don't answer to the government. The Biden administration, when they came in, they kind of did all the things they could do to cripple oil right off the bat. They closed federal lands, then they reversed and they allowed a company to come in and drill on public lands. Mm-hmm. They slowed the permitting process. They increased environmental regulations. And so they went and they did everything they could. Now we've adjusted, yeah. And oil companies are run by independent individuals or corporations here in the United States whose goal is to answer to their shareholders or answer to the investors that invest in their companies. And so they are doing what they do. They're going out trying to increase and grow their companies, and they're doing a great job. Yeah. In fact, the only thing that's holding us back here in Kansas right now is being able to find enough workers to get into the oil field.
Really?
And so that is our big struggle. That is our big challenge right now, is getting enough workers into the oil field. And an effort to that, Kansas Strong has just launched a new job board. We're just now starting yesterday, started getting our first jobs up on it.
I love it.
And we're going to be promoting all the jobs throughout Kansas that are in the oil and gas industry. Right now, we have the highest pay that we've ever had in our industry.
Wow.
And so if you're looking for a career change, you're looking for something to do over the winter months to help pay for the Christmas bills, maybe it's time to take a look at a job in the oil and gas industry.
He goes on to say that they have numerous different positions available within whatever type of field that you may have a background. You can find more information at KansasStrong.com. Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier.
If agriculture is your background, then we want to talk to you. Right now, Stickline Communications is looking for a new member of our Ag Network sales team. In this fun and rewarding career, you'll spend your time working with businesses in the ag industry, helping them reach new customers. Send your resume to ddowns@manradio.com. That's ddowns@manradio.com. Why not spend your days doing something you love? Contact us today. Stickline Communications is an equal opportunity employer.
Horse Trailer Sales, the one call you need to make to get the most trusted brands in landscaping, utility, livestock, and flatbed trailers. Plus, they can service all makes and models of trailers,
even the ones they don't sell.
And no matter whether it's a service or sales call, Horse Trailer stands behind their products with great prices and exceptional personal service.
Which is why they're proud to be family-owned and operated.
Horse Trailer Sales, 620-545-7292 or online at horsetrailers.com.
Third Road Ag Sales is featuring a fall special with DEF diesel exhaust fluid for $10 per jug or $8.50 per jug pallet price for 72 jugs. And ask for details on the on-farm starter fertilizer program, where Agritech provides on-farm storage tanks at cost, covers one-third of expense of the tanks, and these are yours to keep with a commitment to purchase fertilizer. John Hankey with Third Road Ag Sales at Waterville has all the details. Call today, 785-562-7157.
These cows can live a long time with the proper care. A cow that's healthy and productive adds value to the herd on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Control the toughest weeds with overlapping residuals. Lock in the longest-lasting control for your soybean fields. A pre-emergence application of an Authority brand herbicide plus a post-application of Anthem Max herbicide establishes the overlapping residual control, key to safeguarding your soybean seasons. This pairing is a heavy-duty economical strategy against Palmer amaranth, water hemp, kochia, and more. Visit your FMC retailer or lockin.ag.fmc.com today. Always read and follow all label directions.
Get the latest ag news, markets, weather, and more when you sign up for today's news from Successful Farming. Register at agriculture.com/newsletter for today's news, the free Successful Farming e-newsletter. Once a day, you'll get an email packed with relevant news hitting the ag industry online and around the nation, along with the three big things happening today. Visit agriculture.com/newsletter to subscribe to today's news from Successful Farming.
At your place, she rewards you each year with quality calves.
A cow with good longevity is a valuable asset to the bottom line. Jane Parrish is an extension beef cattle specialist at Mississippi State University. She says a cow that isn't sound or productive may be culled from the herd even if it's young. On the other hand, a breeding animal that produces healthy calves from year to year can live to its late teens. Parrish says she's heard producers say they have such a great cow she's old enough to vote. You have to manage cows effectively.
Nutrition's the big thing. We know that body condition score is very related to if that animal's going to breed back on time or at all. So if we're not giving them the proper nutrition, then we've set them up for failure regardless of how good their genetics are. And another thing, too, would be just having a good herd health program. If you have animals that are not vaccinated for disease, then they're susceptible to problems.
Longevity also depends on the cow's ability to endure weather extremes, its udder and skeletal soundness, and ease of calving. Parrish says you should keep good records to track the stayability of your animals.
The people that made the comments that cow's old enough to vote, do they know how many years she's been in the herd, how many calves she's had? Are those calves above average? The people who can document that can really identify those better animals and hopefully use those animals to produce daughters to keep better females in the herd.
Greater cow longevity can save on the cost of replacement heifers. The disadvantage is you're not bringing in newer, improved genetic traits as often. I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about beef cow longevity at agriculture.com.
Planning for the future includes accounting for the present. Crop insurance protection assures that your farming operation will withstand the variabilities of weather and potential disaster. Rely on the coverage that crop insurance provides. And rely on Linda Schmitz with Linda's Insurance Agency for the experience and personal service that she offers. Call today and update your crop insurance options. That's Linda's Insurance Agency, 1507 Broadway in Marysville.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, the energy industry with oil and natural gas across the state of Kansas may not look like it's much or you see or hear much about it, but it continues to thrive, being one of the top three biggest industries in the entire state of Kansas. As we sat down with Warren Martin with Kansas Strong, talking about how business continues to work and as we continue to produce oil and not listen to some of the government regulations or media hype about the issue.
Business doesn't answer to the government here. They have to work through regulations with the government, but they don't answer to the government. The Biden administration, when they came in, they kind of did all the things they could do to cripple oil right off the bat. They closed federal lands, then they reversed and they allowed a company to come in and drill on public lands. Mm-hmm. They slowed the permitting process. They increased environmental regulations. And so they went and they did everything they could. Now we've adjusted, yeah. And oil companies are run by independent individuals or corporations here in the United States whose goal is to answer to their shareholders or answer to the investors that invest in their companies. And so they are doing what they do. They're going out trying to increase and grow their companies, and they're doing a great job. Yeah. In fact, the only thing that's holding us back here in Kansas right now is being able to find enough workers to get into the oil field.
Really?
And so that is our big struggle. That is our big challenge right now, is getting enough workers into the oil field. And an effort to that, Kansas Strong has just launched a new job board. We're just now started getting our first jobs up on it.
I love it.
And we're going to be promoting all the jobs throughout Kansas that are in the oil and gas industry. Right now, we have the highest pay that we've ever had in our industry.
Wow.
And so if you're looking for a career change, you're looking for something to do over the winter months to help pay for the Christmas bills, maybe it's time to take a look at a job in the oil and gas industry.
He goes on to say that they have numerous different positions available within whatever type of field that you may have a background. You can find more information at KansasStrong.com. Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier.
If agriculture is your background, then we want to talk to you. Right now, Stickline Communications is looking for a new member of our Ag Network sales team. In this fun and rewarding career, you'll spend your time working with businesses in the ag industry, helping them reach new customers. Send your resume to ddowns@manradio.com. That's ddowns@manradio.com. Why not spend your days doing something you love? Contact us today. Stickline Communications is an equal opportunity employer.
Horse Trailer Sales, the one call you need to make to get the most trusted brands in landscaping, utility, livestock, and flatbed trailers. Plus, they can service all makes and models of trailers,
even the ones they don't sell.
And no matter whether it's a service or sales call, Horse Trailer stands behind their products with great prices and exceptional personal service.
Which is why they're proud to be family-owned and operated.
Horse Trailer Sales, 620-545-7292 or online at horsetrailers.com.
Agriculture. Our country was built on it. Our children are fed by it. No one quite understands the unique needs of the farmer like United Bank and Trust. Whether you raise crops or livestock, you need the right equipment at the right time. Our ag loans can help you acquire and maintain that equipment when and where you need it. Contact one of our experienced ag lenders today. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Allie Nippert. Many producers may have questions about the best way to sell their house and land around it. K-State and Washburn Law Professor Roger McGowan shares information about his article on how much gain on land can be excluded under the home sale rule. He begins by explaining why this topic is important to agricultural producers.
Well, when you sell your principal residence, your home that you live in and treat as your principal residence, you can exclude up to $500,000 of gain on a joint return. So you and your spouse can, if you sell your home, you can exclude up to $500,000 worth of taxable gain, and it's half that on a single return. But you have to, of course, meet the rules here. You have to own the home and treat it as your principal residence for at least 2 out of the last 5 years. The question that comes up in agriculture is how much land can I include with the sale of the home and have the gain excluded within that $500,000 limitation?
He discusses how the home sale rule works and a few criteria that must be met.
So let's say I sell my home, I've got an acreage, I've got a farm, and maybe I'm selling the home, and I've got $100,000 of gain in the home, but I've got $400,000 of that exclusion left to fill up. Well, can I take some of the surrounding land, sell that with the house, and maybe sell the house and 5 acres, and also exclude the gain on the acreage under the home sale rule to fill up the balance of that $500,000 exclusion that I have? That's a question I get all the time. And the answer is it depends. Clearly, the usage of land that's associated with the principal residence will count. So if I've got a garage, I've got some outbuildings, and those are used along with the principal residence, then the land associated with that will also count. If it's part of the house, really, it's functionally part of the house, well, we can do that. Sometimes zoning rules come into play. Sometimes we look at the area, the size of acreages in those areas along with homes. How are they sold? So it's very fact dependent, but we want to try to fill up that $500,000 exclusion amount to the maximum extent we possibly can when we're talking about rural properties.
McGowan lists who people can consult with about this topic.
Well, this is a good one for people to talk to their tax professional with, whether that's an accountant, a CPA, other tax professional, an attorney that practices tax. That's something they can get guidance on. So if you're selling land with the house, you might also be able to exclude some of that taxable gain under the home sale rule.
That was Kansas State University law professor Roger McGowan on how the home sale rule can be beneficial for agricultural producers when it comes to selling their home. Find more information on this topic and more of McGowan's articles at www.agmanager.info. I'm Allie Nippert, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
KNDY.
Come ye to bed.
said the night wind to the little lamb. Do you see what I see? Way up in the sky, little lamb. Do you see what I see? A star dancing in the night with a tail as big as a kite. With a tail as big as a kite. Said the little lamb to the shepherd boy, do you hear what I hear? When ringing through the sky, shepherd boy, do you hear what I hear?
One of America's original classic country stations, 1570 and 94.1 FM KNDY and K231 AX Marysville.